Man, fucking 166.
Fuck yeah, man.
166.
There's only two of us currently, but there may be a third. I don't know about the fourth. We were playing, trying to play Fortnite with Donnie. Fortnite's busted as fuck right now.
Yeah.
It's unplayable.
The beginning of the Fortnite OG season. Remember we had it was all the like hour and a half long fucking queues just to get in.
Yeah.
But then it worked once you got in.
No, this one is not working once you get in.
Maybe
after the show
tonight it'll be.
It's all right. But all sorts of matchmaking errors. We got in one game. It was me, Kev, and Richie.
Oh, yeah?
We got in one game and immediately got killed by Zeus powers. And that was it. That's all. We 30 seconds of gameplay.
That's all you got so far, huh?
We landed and got lightning bolted, which was like an instant kill. So, this shit looks fucking dope, though. Not crazy about the bonus skin, but that's just because I'm not crazy about Avatar or Korra. But fucking the gods look dope.
But fucking the gods?
Damn it.
But fucking the gods again, have you?
Yeah. Oops.
That's alright.
Poseidon looks cool. He's like a little goo dude.
Okay, kind of like the slurp slap dude.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. He's a little goo dude. He's got the little dude in him. Man, fucking, there's Hades. It's pretty dope. It looks cool so far. But the bonus skin is Korra from The Legend of Korra, and I don't give two shits about that.
Yeah,
man.
Did you say there was another crossover to this season?
Yeah, I don't remember. I heard God of War, and I don't remember what the other one was.
Somebody posted something about, it was a picture of Luffy from One Piece, and it had me thinking maybe that might have been it.
That would be cool.
I mean, I'd rather it be One Piece than the fucking Legend of Korra.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about the Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
Although I don't really give a fuck about One Piece either.
To be fair, though, I haven't watched any of the Last Airbender stuff, so.
You know, neither did I.
And the people that like it, I'm not shitting on it. I just.
Yeah,
my game.
If you like it, you like it. You know, I mean, I can't really complain. Look at all the Star Wars shit they got there. I don't like that either.
I like Star Wars, and I even think they're overdoing it. And also underdoing it, because they could have gave us, you know, Darth Maul is a bad guy, like, that you can fight on the fucking map. You know, so many other things. They could have given us, like, a battle damage Darth Vader during the Ahsoka Tano season thing. And when she was the bonus character. Been fine.
Oh, she was a bonus character when Solid Snake would have made more sense. But, you know, ooh.
Yeah, totally.
You know, that was the one with sneaking and vaults and spies and shit, but who am I?
Yeah, who are you?
Just the Eastern European one, that's the one where we'll throw on Peter Griffin and Solid Snake.
Still
Mount Goat. Oh.
27%, pretty tasty stuff.
Grape rock candy.
This was the stuff that you said it was like super infused, right?
Diamond infused.
Diamond infused.
You can start to see that shit.
I decided I was gonna take this little nodule.
Oh hell yeah!
My horny goat weed. And I'm gonna add a little bit of goo to it. And then some of this here Keith. I'm gonna turn it into Glimrock. Let's see how that turns out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But these are kind of like moon rocks. They're fucking dusted.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's missing the wax part of it, but got the dusty part.
Yeah, it reminds me of like snow caps.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
I'm actually probably going to buy more tomorrow.
Yeah. So I've been playing that Final Fantasy VII Remake game for...
How is it?
About the last week. It's actually a lot of fun. I really wish that they'd quit it with like the 2 to 3 hours of story and bullshit that you have to like trudge through just to get to the game and play. In the future.
Okay, so for game 3, you want to play more of it.
This is gonna be good.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty gnarly amount there.
Yep. Now, here's the problem. I gotta like just let gravity run its course, because otherwise it's gonna be a sticky fucking mess.
Oh, you ain't got like a little dab tool to spread it or something?
I mean, I guess I got the dab tool, but also it's just gonna get stuck to this.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
So I'm just gonna kinda let it, see how it's already kinda oozing over the side a little bit.
Man, I'm sitting on 4 ounces of wax right now.
Damn.
Right?
Damn.
It's $100 an ounce right now.
Yeah, but you gotta smoke it.
Yeah, well I am. I'm staying zooted. Like, I mean, you fucking Fortnited with me.
Right, like, I'm just gonna take this guy.
Right? Oh, hell yeah.
I'm gonna give him a dunk in my Keith tank here. Wow.
Oh yeah.
Man, you know, if I can get it out of there. It is now gnarly AF. It's got a whole massive chunk of Keith stuck to it. Now I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do with it.
Put it in a bowl and smoke it.
Put it in a bowl and smoke it.
That's it. Yeah.
I'm gonna let that settle actually for just a little bit.
Yeah, dry up just a little bit.
Just kind of chill, settle in. You know what? I've got it on this wax paper. I could probably give it like a little squish down. It won't stick to it or nothing.
Hell yeah.
And I got a fucking rest of this bowl to smoke before I can pack it. Ooh, actually. Bought out a fresh jump.
Hell yeah.
Crazy, dude. Bought these things 10 years apart. It's literally like the exact same thing, only one was clear. And the other one is green.
Man, you know what's crazy? I met a guy serious about his dabs, and he brings a dab rig with him everywhere, and he carries about 10 bangers with him, because he never uses the same banger twice without cleaning it. And I thought that was just so strange.
I mean, it seems a little bit excessive, but, you know.
I could not imagine just carrying 10 bangers around with me. I'm not gonna lie, I don't clean mine as often as I should. Although mine's titanium nail, so.
Yeah. Like, what if, there's, like, wherever you're going and there's, like, 12 people?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Are they just screwed? They should have brought their own bangers?
Yeah, you know, sorry.
I mean, then 'tis the season. Where's the mash? You know?
Man.
Bangers and mash, because it's almost St. Patrick's Day.
You're right. Man, I saw this email you can hook a Turp Slurp up to, and I want to get that. Because Turp Slurps are fucking cool. Man, dabs are just fucking cool in general. I like dabbing.
Yeah, dabs are pretty good.
Although, it makes me cough like a motherfucker. I hate that fucking cough. And I always be muting myself because I feel bad coughing in your guys' ears. And then I forget that I muted myself. And then I have hour-long conversations. And it sounds like you guys are talking back to me and no one's ever actually talking to me. It's all just coincidence that what you're saying coincides with what I'm saying to myself.
You know, I've got to the point now where if I haven't heard you say something for about, 5 minutes or so, and I'm talking and I'm thinking about it, I'll be like, hey, just so you know, Rick, I can't hear you at all.
Yeah. Right?
If you're trying to talk to me right now, you might want to see if you're muted or something like that, because I can't. You hadn't heard a word you said in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's always when I really get into the conversation, and then I'm waiting for a response, and I'm like, man, this motherfucker's ignoring me now. What the fuck? And I'm like, oh shit, I was muted the whole. He wasn't actually even talking to me that entire time.
Yeah, I kind of want to hear some of those conversations that we didn't have.
I know, it's
funny if you go, man, this is like the recording of what exactly I was saying to you.
Man, and some of it like coincides fucking perfectly.
Yeah, well, you know, we're in the game, and we've played together for a couple of years now. Crazy to think that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And so, we have a very similar mindset. I suppose.
Man, and aside from yesterday, because yesterday I don't think we ended with a win.
No, we didn't. But
aside from yesterday, we were doing pretty fucking good ending with wins there.
Yeah, we got a handful of wins there in the last week. And, it was a really good season. I'm not going to say it was my favorite season. It had a lot of cool shit. Graphics look great.
Yeah, it does look really good.
Bring it on. Let's see. They still got to kind of keep it light. It's a balance. And I think they're sticking with like the characters being that balance line, because you've got so many like cartoon characters, and last season you got Peter Griffin, it's kind of so in the game or it's gonna take you out of the game, and so just leaving it like kind of cartoony and fun as far as the characters are concerned, I think is great. And then the characters I saw for this upcoming season,
they look pretty fucking dope.
They look pretty cool. I'm not super excited about any of them, but I'm gonna destroy the battle pass just like you. So
it's a good looking battle pass.
Yeah.
And man, I was worried about hitting 200 last season, and I fucking blew past 200.
Yeah. Well, I think you got that that skin that.
Yeah, it gives you 28 levels.
If you do all the weekly stuff, if you do the daily challenges.
And now at the end, now more so than ever, I feel like they throw you so many bonus levels and shit at the end. They're like, yo, here, you're gonna make, you're hitting it. You're hitting it.
Yeah. Well, like, it is gonna end up costing you in the long run. Because that second, like, little mini
battle
is always, like, at the same price as an official battle pass, which, how they get away with that, it blows my fucking mind. But at the end of the day, it's 1,000 V-Bucks.
Oh, yeah, the battle pass is only
$9.50?
Wow, that's a steal. Holy shit. I never really realized that.
And then at the end of the season, you pay $1,000 to get that. You know, like, you can play and just get, like, the bullshit that they give you. But Super Shredder, everybody wants Super Shredder.
Yeah, yeah. Man,
and
yeah.
Regular Shredder, right? You had to pay for
it. Yeah, you had to pay for it. Man. Yeah, you get so much less or more. Yeah. And then the festival version is 1,800. So it's 1,800 points to get fucking Lady Gaga.
No. No, I will never pay for the festival stuff. I attempted to play it, I think, 3 times, and I just said, I can't do it. I don't care. Rhythm has never been my thing. This one... is not any different.
Man, the fucking...
I rearranged the buttons. I was like, ooh, this configuration, like, makes sense to me. I'm gonna get it. Impossible.
Man, I tried unlocking that skin in the racing mode.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I just do not want to put in the time. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I will. I've changed my mind. Oh, fucking shit. This is why you're the stone ninja.
I'm gonna chop this moon rock in half. Let's see what I got here.
Threatening us with that fucking big old knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Oh, shit.
It's almost as big as my whole head.
That was his best Kevin impression.
Oh, you can see the little layers. It's like a little
shit
burger.
It's like that gum with layers. Oh yeah, hit that boy. Ooh. It's been a while since I had a moon rock. Oh, is that a Stone Ninja lighter?
Yeah, homemade.
Hell yeah.
And just stick her to a big lighter. Bam, bam, bam.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I got a homemade fucking joint case. I just use this Pokemon tin. And it holds 10 joints pretty nicely. Pretty fucking nicely.
Cap that. Holy cow.
Man. Fucking the new point of interest look pretty cool. Mount Olympus and the Underworld.
I think they do, but like, how shitty is it that they took away fucking Hazy Hillside? Like,
yeah, Hazy Hillside was so fucking cool.
I finally was like, you know what? I think that's the fucking spot I like dropping at the most.
Yeah, yeah, that was my spot too. Hazy Hillside was my definite fucking go-to.
I mean, there's several places I don't mind dropping. I'm usually like wherever the end of the battle bus is, I'll go to one side or the other.
Yeah,
pick a spot, you know.
Hazy Hillside, it just
good spot, man.
You know what? There was never
been leveled either the classy chords or the lavish lair, or the other one over there in the fucking mountain.
Hey man, it was nothing like that one leak was said. That one leak was completely fucking off.
Totally fucking wrong.
Like, lavish lair is still there. And now I wonder if there's just no boss there. Because now there's new medallions.
Yeah. Got
medallions.
No idea.
Man, and I wonder if you can get the powers. If you can get the powers in chests. Because we went to go fight Zeus, and then some dude with Zeus's powers rolled up on us and just lightning bolted us. And it was like within 30 seconds we were dead. And then it just booted me from the game and no one could connect and it was really shitty.
Yeah.
But yeah, we landed at Mount Olympus in that haven.
That's cool, man.
It looks nice. I can't believe the graphics they gave me. A volcano would have been dope. The train is still there. That's good. It goes through Mount Olympus and the underworld.
Okay.
Yeah, the train.
Am I misthinking? Is this one of those, the Mandela effect? Or was Mount Olympus like supposed to be like a floating mountain?
Yeah, I thought
so. Or is it like the peak of the tallest mountain that's above the clouds or something?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know much about Mount Olympus.
It would have been really fun if they said, you know, how they have the floating island that shows up.
Yeah. It
was a floating mountaintop. And they brought it in, like, basically after the first phase of the storm. Instead of keeping it towards the end of the game.
That'd be fucking dope. That'd be fucking dope.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like this Greek god shit came out of nowhere, though. So that's pretty neat.
I feel like they've been underutilizing the potential of that floating island.
Yeah.
Several seasons now. Halloween. They could have given us the floating haunted house.
Yeah, it was weird we got it for Christmas, but not for Halloween.
Christmas, it wasn't even really a Christmas-themed thing.
Yeah, it was just like a winter cabin.
Yeah. Yeah, at least they changed it a little bit.
Yeah, I actually liked the Christmas version. Yeah. Better than the
actual Christmas island that was on the map was pretty cool. Where the Santa was throwing shit. Yeah, well, he was throwing presents. It wasn't shit. Well, he wasn't throwing fucking shit. Because I wouldn't have gone there that way.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been as cool of an island.
If they had, like, the poop monster from Dogma, and it threw shit as, like, an emote, that'd be a pretty fun one.
Man, there was this game called P.O.'d, it's a first-person shooter, and I know it was on the PlayStation, I think it was on the Saturn PC, but, like, you're this chef, and you're pissed off and having a bad day, and you're fighting these aliens. And one of the aliens is just a walking ass that shoots turds at you.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking wild. I played that shit as a kid, man. I said, what the hell is this? I played it on the original PlayStation.
Before we get too far away from it, you know, I was talking about that Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
The card game is fun.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You know, they always have, like, a card game or a, like, mini game that runs through the whole thing, and you've got, like, well, you don't know because you don't play these shits. there was one where it was Blitzball, and it's basically...
I remember Blitzball was 10,
And let's call this 10.
Eight had a card game.
But the Blitzball in 10, like, you could, like, pick up these players and stuff throughout the course of the game. And I literally found out which ones were the, like, best players.
And downed them.
Recruited them as soon as I could. And you had to sit there and watch, because it showed how many games they had left on their contract. And you had to wait till it got to, like, zero. And then you offer them a fucking spot on your team.
Oh, shit.
You had to have enough wins at that point for them to go, yeah, I want to be on that team. So, like, I got to one point, like, not even halfway in the game, and I had already, like, a perfect, you know, record.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, 12-0 or whatever it was, right? Hadn't lost a game. Already had, like, three out of the best players. And then Waka, the guy on in the game that you control and shit in the fights, he's actually one of the best players too, so technically four.
Oh shit.
And then when I finally got, like, the goaltender that's the best goaltender in the game, it was over. Yeah, like, I was literally, like, destroying teams, like, 20 something to nothing.
Hell yeah, that's so fucking cool. That is awesome.
And for doing all that and, like, beating the season, that's how you unlock Waka's, like, ultimate weapon. And I think all of the rest of them were so ridiculously hard, I didn't even bother fucking with it.
Man, you know,
the only one I got is I played through the Blitzball season.
Within the last 2 years, I tried Final Fantasy X for the first time. It's the combat in these games. I don't understand it. It weirds me out. Like, I would never swing at you and then go, okay, it's your turn. That's just pretty good, huh?
It's like they faked the moon landing.
Oh shit, I finally got in to fucking Fortnite.
Oh really?
That's wild.
Yeah. Whenever we got off of this thing, I'd give it another go and see if I could get a game in.
That's fucking crazy, man. It was like an hour in some queue for me.
Yeah, the last time I got on, it said like 40 something minutes to start off, and I was just like,
man, it reminded me of the beginning of last season. The beginning of last season, shit was fucked up too.
Chapter 5, season 1, or the OG? The OG is the one where it really fucked up. Remember, because everybody wanted to get on and do the OG. Long ass queue times.
It was fucking up during that Eminem event too. And then shortly after that Eminem event.
Yeah, but just the number of people that got on for it.
Like, I remember us waiting in the fucking queue and then getting booted. And then being like, oh, what the fuck, we're back in the queue. That's
right. Remember they had to do, like, a later showing of it.
Yeah.
They included so many people out of it.
Man, yeah, that's shit. Right.
And that shit was crazy. Because that was, like, the only thing to fucking do that day.
Yeah, and then we didn't get the season. And then they're like, okay, well, here's tomorrow or whatever, you get the next season. Oh, shit, what is this?
Oh.
Hell yeah.
We've been waiting for this one.
We have.
But, and it's...
Oh, shit!
Two. Number one. Came out today.
It looks glossy as fuck.
It is. It's super glossy. The artwork's amazing. We pick up with Casey Jones and April's daughter.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Man, the art is really good.
And he's kicking ass with the resistance against the Foot Clan and all the other, you know, tough guys out there on the street. And then, have you ever read Ninja Turtles number one, like the very first one?
Yeah, some time ago, like, yeah.
I'm sure, like a reprint or something like that. Well, Splinter, and they work it into just about everything. Either Splinter or one of them tells the story of, you know, the turtles and how they became Ninja Turtles and all that kind of stuff.
Right? Yeah.
Like in the cartoon, it was Splinter telling April the story.
Yeah, I actually just watched that the other day too.
And so the four new turtles have made their own layer above ground.
Oh shit.
Right? And they all meet up and tell the story, and they retell the Hamato Yoshi and Oroko Nagi, Oroko Saki's father.
Okay.
Attacks Hamato Yoshi's lady because he loved her too, but she was, you know, with Hamato Yoshi. And then they, after he attacked her, Hamato Yoshi ends up killing him. And then him and the chick flee to America. And then Hamato Yoshi's son, or not son, Oroko Nagi's son, Oroko Saki, the Shredder, hunts down Hamato Yoshi and kills him, but not before his pet rat had learned all of his moves. And then when he escaped and went down into the sewers and found the turtles, so it tells that story. It tells the story basically of the last Ronin. It tells the story of the Shredder and Splinter.
The Shredder, the coolest fucking villain ever who got the Darth Maul fucking treatment. I guess it was technically the Shredder treatment first. Darth Maul got the fucking Shredder treatment. Man. Fucking.
And then here it recants the fall of the turtles, with Raphael being the first one to bite the bullet and everything. And there's Mikey as the last Ronin and everything it took, all the sacrifices. And they're showing their respect and honor for all. They know where they come from, right? And they know their history. It's 15 years after the last Ronin.
You know, it's crazy. When you were telling the original story of the turtles there, the whole time I was just thinking about chained up Splinter telling that fucking story to young Danny.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And then Shredder coming out and taking off his mask and showing the scar on his face.
Yeah. Oh dude, that was the thing I noticed. I went and rewatched the most recent live action Ninja Turtle movies, the Michael Bay horrible turtle movies.
Yeah.
In the first one, the Shredder is horribly disfigured and he speaks in Japanese through the whole movie.
Oh shit.
And then in the sequel, it's like a normal dude that they bust out of jail, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the same guy. They bust him out of jail from when they captured him in the first
place. Yeah, he's in like the truck or whatever.
And he's just fine. And he speaks pretty good English for the entire movie. And he's got like a little scar on his face or something like that.
That's weird.
And it's like,
what's like happen?
Consistency. Like the turtles are the same. April O'Neil's the same. What's his name actually did a pretty decent job as Casey Jones.
Fucking the Green Arrow. Wow. Yeah, Steven.
Quite get his, like, sportiness.
Yeah.
Quite right.
He reminded me a lot of just the Green Arrow.
There's a moment where they are about to order some pizza for dinner, but instead the emergency phone rings, and...
Oh no, the turtle line.
What's her name? Casey Marie or something? Whatever. April's daughter, and April's still in here too, right? She's old lady April.
Yeah, who's missing fucking limbs?
Yeah, well, she's got a robo arm. She's cool. I'm sure Donnie built that for her before he...
Man, it's crazy to think the turtles all died.
Right? Murdered. Every one of them died a warrior. Crazy. It's the way of the ninja, I suppose. But she gets a call, and the resistance army is busy taking out this one area, and they're like, the bad guys are right around the corner from your base, and you got to get them together, and, you know, whatever you can, and go over there and stop them. And she's like, all right, boys, it's time to grab your weapons and go out. And they go out and fight for the first time.
Oh shit.
And it rings like an homage to that first
Do they call themselves the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
They don't at any point acknowledge themselves as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You know, did the turtles ever acknowledge themselves as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see where the rest of this goes.
Hey guys, it's us, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But since, you know, I was also rummaging through the comic book store, and I was doing a little work there, and I came upon these, and I couldn't pass it up. We have Leonardo.
Oh shit.
And these are the thick boys. It's like the best of TMNT. And so it's like most Leonardo moments, right?
All right.
Also, Michelangelo.
Hell yeah.
Donatello.
Yeah. That's
cool. So I really can't wait to flip through those. Like I said, it's a reprint of stuff from, like, I'm not entirely sure. It might be some of, like, their oldest stuff mixed in with some of their newer stuff.
I've read a fair amount of the Turtle comics. I want to say I read the first run. I read the Image comics that were wildly violent.
Yeah.
Where they were losing faces and arms and shit. I read the series that came after that. I started reading some of the IDW shit.
Okay. You probably read a lot more than I have. I've read the first, like, handful of, I think I'm on the third. I read through the third super collection. So, like, the first maybe, like, 15 issues. Something like that.
Yeah, I used to be friends with some real fucking comic book collectors, man.
And then I got a couple other things here. This one,
Robotech. That's pretty fucking Robotech dope.
Zero. This is like before they did the series.
I didn't even know Robotech had a comic.
I haven't even popped it open yet, but Robotech has a book here. I picked up a couple of cheap ones for my Deadpool collection. There's this one where...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think... Maybe... Those might be Infinity Stones? Maybe the Ten Rings. I think they might be the Ten Rings. But also, it's Deadpool, right? So he's got them on his feet, but which I can only assume are attached where his hands are supposed to be.
And it's an Iron Man comic.
And it's an Iron Man comic. So it's a it was a variant cover.
Okay.
But it, like, look, it literally says a dollar. So it's just like...
Yeah, how could you not get that?
Yeah.
Yeah, a variant cover for a dollar?
And then this one is Marvel Zombies Resurrection. And this is just a standard cover, but it's got our boy right there. Okay. And then you got Cap and Wolvie.
So Dead...
Zombied out.
Deadpool, you say he's one of your favorites?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Deadpool's pretty fucking great.
Yeah, Deadpool's great. And I got something, a little extra work for you to do.
Oh, boy.
Well, I got Hell Witch.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a tiny one, so you can not really see it, but it's called Bitchcraft.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I haven't... It literally came in the mail today. This was like a little bonus.
That sounds like a Skinamax film.
Some like goodies and stuff like that too. You gotta see this, man. It came with some cards. It looks like a little print of some sort. See, you got some. Oh, look, we made $274,000 off of this one comic book.
Hey, so we're gonna show you this fucking little.
That one, we're a little bit of titty.
Okay, nice.
There you go. A couple more of these.
All right. Those.
And then a big old sticker.
That is a big old sticker.
And they love doing these, the magnets.
Okay.
Like a racing stripe going down my refrigerator right now.
Oh, and shit.
This beautiful artwork by Diego Bernard and Cece de la Cruz.
Oh, okay.
That's where your extra homework's coming in, buddy.
All right. Yeah. So, y'all gonna see a picture of John Cena.
But... this is to make it up for you.
Oh, shit. There's a Ric Flair comic book. Oh, I gotta get me a copy of that.
No. This is your copy of that.
Oh, shit. Holy shit. Well, thank you.
I mean, I appreciate Ric Flair. I don't give a fuck about Ric Flair. But I know somebody that might.
Oh, that's fucking dope as shit.
And I thought this would be
hell yeah,
fun for you. Especially you got to smoke his weed.
Yeah, oh, that was pretty fucking good, man.
It's cool, man. It's pretty
hell
cool.
Hell fucking yeah.
Woo! I might give it a flip through before I send it to you.
That's okay.
Yeah, that'll get sent your way here in a little bit, my guy.
Hell yeah. Fucking, I used to have the old Chaos Comics, Undertaker Comics.
That was it for me in comic books for the week.
I didn't get any comics. Fucking, hold on, I do got one thing. Me and the boy been working on this. Got an actual fucking Pokemon card collection now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
There's actually some decent fucking shit in here. Oh, shit.
Oh, don't put shit in there. That'll mess up your cards.
Yeah, I probably should stop putting the... It's got a fucking U on it. So that's pretty fucking dope.
Very cool, man.
Yeah, I should probably stop putting shit on so much stuff.
I just got done watching Happy Gilmore with the kid, and so like I've ever since I've seen that movie, like anytime someone refers to shit as
yeah. I eat a piece of shit like you for breakfast.
He's like, yeah, you eat a piece of shit for breakfast? Like, if I'm a chef in a restaurant, I really don't want you to tell me that that's some good shit.
Yeah.
Because you just basically said that's shit.
You're right. Man, I watched Ricky Snanicki. Is that what it's called?
I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, with John Cena. That movie was so fucking funny, man.
What'd you say? It's on Max?
Prime. Yeah, it's fucking funny.
Prime.
I'm about to watch it again with Ange. That's how fucking good. John Cena, for some reason, John Cena, he's just such a goody two shoes that when he starts saying some of the raunchy shit he says,
yeah,
it just blows. I wish Hulk Hogan would have took roles like that. Like, seeing Hulk Hogan say some wild, dirty shit would have been funny as fuck.
Yeah, he should have got more. I don't know, man. Pull it off, though. That's the real thing.
Yeah, Hogan can't really act. I guess with Hogan, it was just the novelty of seeing Hogan. Cena can at least act as well. Because Peacemaker was fucking great. Man, they have a lot of good fucking comedies with him.
Yeah.
Blockers was great.
I'll definitely be looking out for a season 2 on that.
Yeah, and he's even great in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his Peacemaker is fucking, which is just... And it's funny because it's like we were saying, I didn't give a shit about him in Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. Outside of the butthole line.
Yeah, I mean, he was funny, don't get me wrong. But he was like a total douche.
Yeah, and it's like, why?
I was just like, why are they making a show about this guy?
Yeah, I didn't even know they were making a show at first.
Tina and James Gunn, you can do whatever you want.
I was like, Peacemaker, what is this? And I turned around and said, why does this guy get a show? And then I said, wow, this show is actually really fucking good.
It was
good.
Fucking hilarious, man.
Holy
shit. It was hilarious all the way to the very end.
And I like that DC said, you know what, fuck it. No one really gives a shit about Peacemaker. You can just balls to the wall R-rated. That's fine. Blood, gore, sex, violence, throw it all in there. That's cool. He was so... And Vigilante. Vigilante was fucking great.
I mean, yeah.
That guy was so sociopath. He's, oh, you're the Vigilante. No, I'm not the Vigilante. You're walking up a limp. I'm not. And then he went to prison. Oh yeah, if they don't give us a 2 on that soon, they're gonna be dumb.
Well, the writer's strike and all that stuff kind of set everything back. The actor's strike.
At least we're getting The Boys on June 13th. Man, I gotta show Ange Gen V. That show was so fucking good, man.
Yeah, they did a really good job with it.
Like, holy shit. I forgot at first that it was The Boys, and then that girl discovered her powers. Oh yeah, that's The Boys. that's the fucking Boys. Man. That's another, you know, I haven't read a lot of comics, but I read all The Boys as well.
Oh.
And that was one I actually started reading before it became a show. Because, I was trying, it was after I finished Saga, and I was trying to find, you know, good comics that aren't necessarily superhero comics, because I don't really give a shit about superhero comics.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then I saw one. It was like, it's superheroes, but it's like, you know, what are superheroes but more real? And they're all assholes, and they're all self-absorbed. I was like, all right, let me check this out. I'm like, oh, shit, it's Garth Ennis, too?
Yeah.
Because I like The Cross and Preacher.
I had read the first graphic novel. Like, I didn't get on the comics when they came out. I wasn't up on it, I guess. But I did... that might have actually been when I wasn't collecting for... I went on about a 10-year streak where I took a break from it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was a time period. Not that I wouldn't go every once in a while, but it wasn't like an every week I was going to the comic book store and buying or reading comics or whatever.
Hell yeah.
Now I get in there. You know, I've slimmed it down quite a bit. I kind of streamlined it because, you know, the book prices just keep going up, and
I
have less and less time to read.
Yeah. And you know, I feel like comics are a little smaller than they used to be sometimes too.
Well, what they've done is they've trimmed out all of the advertisements.
See, that's smart.
Well, look, even with this Ninja Turtles one, right? Inside cover. Nope, that's credits. All the way through it, nothing but story and art, right?
Yeah,
and wow. At the very end, they've got a pinup. And they've got some stuff coming out. It's advertisement. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, so you throw it all the bag.
6 pages of advertising the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, basically.
Man, you don't see any NES games in the middle of that.
Nope, not even on the back cover. It's a whole nother thing. And it does actually show the variant covers on the inside back cover.
Oh, those are cool as shit.
Yeah, I think is this one the Eastman? Yeah. There's that one, but there's also, there it is, the colored version of it. Fully covered Kevin Eastman.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That black, looks good. White
one that's, like, super rare.
Oh, shit. Do you just select stores to get them or something?
Well,
it's random.
Sometimes it's about how many you order.
Okay, so, like, if you order X amount, they'll throw in one?
So... like this, right? You could probably order cover A and cover B, as many as you want. Cover B is the Eastman colored variant, right?
Yeah.
So I would guess that if you got, let's say, 10 copies of cover B or something like that, then maybe one of those would be like the black and white version.
Okay.
So it's a variant of a variant, which is actually kind of fun. And then cover A, they might have like a 1 in 10, a 1 in 25, a 1 in 50, a 1 in 100.
Okay.
A one shop exclusive. Like, each shop that orders a minimum of 25 gets one version of this comic. And they do that with Spawn sometimes. I know they're doing it for 350.
Okay, that's dope.
And it's entirely possible that they do that with Ninja Turtles.
The comic shop I used to play Yu-Gi-Oh! At had a comic store exclusive Twisted cover. I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay, it says here, on sale this March, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Untold Destiny of the Foot Clan.
Okay, that could be dope.
And I guess maybe it's going to be a one-shot that comes out this month. And it's Oroku Karai. It's her fiery battle to reestablish the Foot Clan status.
Okay, that's Shredder's daughter.
Yeah. I thought she had chance of being decent, breaking the family chain.
Man, oh shit.
You know, and you look at it, it looks like it might be scissoring.
Yeah. Rock, paper, fucking scissors.
Yeah.
That. Well, it looks like
it's on paper.
Yeah. It rocks. And there's scissoring.
It rocks?
Yeah.
Scissoring.
See so, that?
Yeah. The face is covered. So you can tell this one's not Lady Death because she's got pink nipples. And we all know that Lady Death has gray nipples.
Oh, well, now that I know that.
You knew that.
This whole time I thought I was looking at Lady Death boobs.
No. This is Hell Witch Bitchcraft. So one, I haven't got to read it yet. Like I said, literally just came in today. But one of them is the Hell Witch, and the other one,
Bitchcraft. That
I don't think the name's Bitchcraft, but I mean.
That sounds like some Avatar Crush shit there. They print some wild fucking comics.
They're definitely scissoring, bruh. From this end, really.
Oh. Okay. You know what? On that note, I'm going to call it because I'm going to see if I can get Fortnite to work.
Please, Fortnite gods.
Man.
Play thine game.
Fucking, this was 166. And you know.
One. Six.
I'm pointing this way and you're going to end up being this way. So whatever way he is, you fucking heard that. You can check us out, brooklynbeatdown.com. Fucking, we got links to everything, the YouTube, the merch shop. The Spotify, everything on there. Stone.ninja and stoneninja.com.
Check it out.
Get a comic. Fucking Slinky Cast has all the old episodes of the Slinky Cast. Slinkycast.com. One day he'll update that. And of course, Blunt God Donnie on fucking Twitch.
Where's Donnie? Hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag where the fuck is Donnie?
We'll
find them one day. But until then, peace out, motherfuckers.